It's Virgin Radio 104.4 morning. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show. Gone 9:06. Oh my gosh, yeah. So this is really cool. The Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens, of course, is happening. We just mentioned it in the news,
Yeah. Which
is super cool. I love that this person's coming down here back to the UAE. In studio right now to tell us more about it is the President Group Services and Donata of Emirates Group, Mr. Gary Chapman.
Yay.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning, mate. Listen, what a busy morning. I know you've been around the ARN studios, but the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens. I moved here 11 years ago, right? And I moved the time of the month when the Rugby Sevens was on.
Oh, okay.
And it was the first thing I really ever truly experienced of Dubai.
Oh, wow.
And 11 years ago,
yeah,
I was not sure of Dubai. When we got onto Google, there wasn't as much. So I arrived and I was like, all right. And the boss was like, we're going to go watch this rugby match. And I was like, okay. And then I got there and it was one of the moments that I really fell in love with the UAE, because it was sort of like the world was all together, all ages, nationalities, Yeah. Families, singles. Some people were there to party. Some people were there to relax and just enjoy the facilities. There were kids playing in the background. There was music. And amongst all this, there was rugby being played.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was like, this is it.
You've nailed it. I mean, that's a great, great summary of what it's all about. And as they say, if you get bored with the rugby, there's plenty of other things to do. But look, it's a wonderful event. And of all the seven tournaments on the series, it is knocks the rest for six.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. It's just brilliant. And I know we get compared to Hong Kong and others, Singapore and all that, but having been to them all and having talked to people in world rugby, we're just a standard above it all. It's just a great, great experience. Great family event. We've got 300 teams playing, over 5,000 rugby players out there. And you've got the netball. We've got 60 netball teams.
Yeah.
And then you've got all the kids. You've got pools, you've got splash pools, you've got climbing frames, you've got archery.
It's a cool day out.
And wonderful F&B outlets and that. Mm. It's just a great, great, great weekend.
It's funny you say about the netball, because was it last year? Was that the first year it was included? Or
no, we've had it going for a few years.
Yeah.
But again, like everything else, it's like the rugby. We don't have enough pitches. We don't have enough netball courts. It's so popular.
Yeah.
And the number of teams coming from overseas just continues. I mean, the waiting list to get teams in there. So, look, it's a great boon for Dubai. It brings people into hotels.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
It is the sevens event on the globe.
It's an institution, I was going to say, and it's celebrating a big milestone this year, right?
Right, yeah, the big 5-0. And again, when you talk about that, people are blown away. You know, 50 years of rugby.
Here?
Hats off. Yeah.
So 50 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was
1969 at the Exiles. And, you know, and hats off to the Exiles. I mean, they were the institution that created this. Back in 69, and then it was played on sand. Emirates got involved in 87. At the grand old age of two, because Emirates came along in 85. We worked together with the Exiles and it grew the tournament, and then eventually we moved out to the new site where we are today.
Mm. So when did Emirates get on board? What year was it?
We came in 87.
87,
along in 89, and I happened to be a Kiwi, and of course...
Rugby?
Australia's
the best.
Stereotype, but and they said to me, well, you obviously from New Zealand, you know about rugby, will you pick up the sevens? And I said, oh, this sounds like fun.
That's pretty cool.
And it was a little hobby in those days.
Yeah.
It's grown into a bit of a monster in many respects.
Well, but the fireworks alone, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
But now we have a great organisation behind it. We have a lot of professional people involved. But still, the essence of it is the support you get from the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of volunteers that get behind it that do it because of the passion and they love the rugby.
Yeah.
And they have the pride. And every year it's about how do you make it better? How can you do a better job and improve the experience? And if I've got a frustration, it is getting people along there that have never been.
Mm.
Because people have a perception of it, and you don't have to be a rugby diehard at all. You
yep.
do not have to be a rugby fanatic.
Yep.
Getting people along for the first time, everyone that goes there says, wow, it blows their socks off. So we've
I
said it.
Yeah.
We've got a special, it's the 50th, so we've got Kylie Minogue along.
Kylie Minogue, this is huge.
That's
this is great.
It
is,
and I wanted to use someone that would bring a different crowd so that people could come along and experience the sevens as well and enjoy Kylie. So, look, the rugby fans will enjoy it, but people that have never been to the rugby, we're throwing in Kylie. It's no extra cost. You've got
the
whole day
for
400 dirhams, or the weekend for 500 dirhams
with
Kylie throwing in. Now,
That's good.
How do you beat that?
Yeah. No, I agree. So, listen, December 6th, She's going to be performing at around 9:30 on the Friday evening, we've been told. This is huge to have Kylie Minogue. She's amazing, obviously Australian, but she's unbelievable. She's got so many hits as well. So to be able to see that once again, 50 years celebrating the Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens. Super cool to be supporting it here at ARN and obviously on Virgin Radio. We look forward to it. You said that you came here in 1989?
That's right. Yes, I
did. Wow, you've seen... I mean, as the Sevens have evolved with you guys, you've seen this amazing city evolve, right?
I have, absolutely. Well, to be truthful about it, I actually first came here in 77, spent a month out in the desert. We were building portable cabins in the desert there. So I spent a month here in August 77. Remember it well. It was Ramadan.
Wow.
And it was when Elvis Presley died. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Take you back. Yeah.
I love that. Well done. Gary Chapman, the title's right, President Group Services and Donata Emirates Group.
And Donata.
And Donata.
But it's all about Emirates. This is an Emirates event, and the beauty about working for an organization like Emirates is the freedom you get to do things and develop things and the support you get, you know. So, I mean, we're blessed in that respect. It's just great.
Super cool, man. Thank you, Gary Chapman, once again. Give him a big round of applause. Lock it in. Kylie Minogue, December 6th. It all happens over that weekend. It's going to be unbelievable. The Emirates Airline Dubai Rugby Sevens. Have you been before, Pretty?
I go every year.
We've got to get you there if you've never been. Honestly, that's what we want to do.
Yes.
We'll get you there to experience it. Katy Perry right now, Virgin Morning.
I'm losing my self-control.